talking with Preston Sundin of the Lake Region Precision Ag Center. And Preston, when we talked a couple months ago, the announcement had just been made that a new ag education center would be built on campus. And so from there, there's a lot that has happened. We have a name for the building. The fundraising has been kicked off. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, I've been very busy a couple of months with the building announcement. We had some summer classes as well and be involved in a lot of things. But strictly on the building, we got legislation approval to build a new ag building on campus in April. We received about a third of the funds from the legislature, along with the name, the Hofstede Ag Center. And then we had to Century Code hire architect and kind of go down that process. And then we had to apply for approval to fundraise. So long story short, and about 3 weeks ago, we had all of those ducks in a row, and now we're out fundraising. We made our first big splash here yesterday with Leading Edge from Doe's Lake here, Leading Edge Equipment, sponsoring a classroom with a large donation.
And so, Preston, as these plans come together, what else can you tell us? Obviously, it won't be ready quite by fall, but what does this mean for your students, and what type of advancements will this project have when said and done?
So the big thing is we currently rent our facility. We're located 1 mile from Lake Region campus. And so a building on campus allows our students to interact more with the campus. It allows our students to a lot of them do stay in the dormitories on campus, so to be right there. It allows us to invest then in our building, building a new building. Hopefully there isn't much investment needed for a few years, but when that time comes, that building is Lake Region's, and we're able to keep rolling with the technology and bringing equipment in, making sure our facility is up to date. Some of that stuff is just a little bit more inhibitive when you rent or lease. So it's going to be opportunities for the students, and then it's going to be a really nice facility to host industry events and to bring that into the Devil's Lake area. We already currently do that with our leased building, but to be able to have an updated modern conference room, classrooms for industry, when they come in, our students can be involved in those meetings. And so it's going to be a nice modern new building set up at Lake Region campus and just open up the doors.
Yeah, so definitely a lot of versatility with the new setup. And Preston, do we have any sort of a project timeline yet with this?
So in order to break ground, we're going to have to secure a lot of our fundraising. And so $1 million was allocated to us through the state, and then permission for a $3 million facility. So we have to raise about $1.5 million. There is about $500,000 and some match funds also available. So if we can get to that 1.5 number, we unlock another $500,000, and that would allow us to start building. We do have high goals, and we are going to try to secure a lot of these funds here in the next couple of months and hopefully break ground this fall. That's not a guarantee to break ground this fall, but that's the hope. And if we can break ground this fall, we would have students in the new facility next fall.
So, Preston, if people are hearing about this and want to learn more or want to know how they can help, how can they do so?
So we are like I said, just a couple of weeks into our fundraising campaign, so we're getting things up on our website. We'll be very active in social media with all that. I mean, a direct call would be to call us at the Ag Center, 665-4610, or they can find us through the website, social media. We will be doing a lot of, once our students are back, we'll be out in the community a lot more with them. At the moment, a lot of our fundraising is we're going through contact lists and our supporters, people that have been involved with us in the past, we're getting those crossed off. But we'll be doing, I mean, $1.5 million in a short time. I mean, we have a lot of neat fundraising ideas, things to get our students involved, and we will be out and about.